Blog Talk Radio.
They know some shit's going on in this country somewhere. But a lot of people out there don't know where it's at. They think it's the black people doing it. That all those riots are causing my life to be miserable in all areas, you know. And they really haven't focused in on the fact that it's the pigs and their mentors, the people who control the pigs, the power structure, those bald-headed businessmen at the Chamber of Commerce, you see? They're not turned on to that power structure. We just know that life is becoming increasingly miserable for everybody. See? But when they find out who it is that's causing trouble, and who it is that's making life miserable, and who it is that's responsible for all their sons being murdered in Vietnam, when they get tuned into that, see, then they're all going to be just like the Panthers. See? Because this is what we're tuned into. We see what's going on, and it's just a terrible and foul situation. More and more people are turning on to that, you see? So,
Cumbia, 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 make we go reason now. Cumbia, 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 make we go reason now. We should sleep along the road, and then we catch him.
Just gonna wait.
I and I will weed them out. And I have to agree with that sentiment. There is a lot of bad weed in the garden. I think it's time to pull out that hoe and start digging. Speaking of which, you guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, of course, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And sadly to say, tonight is the very last regularly scheduled Draconian Vampire Tunnel for quite some time. The man is coming down on us, straight up. Pretty much told us to stop being pirates. And unfortunately, we got to listen to the man for the moment. But that doesn't mean that we're going to go away completely. It just means we change our tactics. That's what we do. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. Tonight, we're actually here to focus on, you know, great music, great stuff, tunnel voices, all that great thing that you guys have grown to, you know, come accustomed to at the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit bummed that this is the last regularly scheduled show. This fucking sucks. But we're going to make it up to you guys. I got lots of great stuff coming up. I've got the Triads. We've got Blue Foundation, Zed's Dead, Little Dragon, Teddy Bears, The Stooges. Yeah, that's right. We do. We got The Stooges. But you know what? I'm feeling the mood. I just came back from Oakland, which is like a hotbed of angst sometimes between the establishment and the people. And I'm going to play this for the Oakland chapter of the Black Panthers. This is Dead Moon 54, 40, or Fight, right here on Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808.
Fight! 54, 54, 54, 40, a fight! Ah!
54, 40, or fight. Dead Moon, 54, 40, or fight. Love that fucking song. And you know what? It gets me in the mood. I'm a little deranged at the moment. I'm feeling a little deranged. And what better person to bring on the line in cases where you're experiencing derangement than Derangevulva? Derangevulva, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Metro. What's going on with the piracy bit? What's going on?
Well, somehow I knew you were going to call bullshit, to be honest with you. I knew that, but
Sounds like bullshit. Sounds like...
You know what? I agree. No, I agree. It's definitely bullshit. It definitely is.
You've got to fight against this bullshit.
I don't approve. Yeah. No, I agree. We have to change our tactics, though, Deranger. Unfortunately, Comcast, specifically Comcast, has a very wide glance over what happens in the Albuquerque area. And unfortunately, they've set their sights on us. So.
Bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Well, you could still pursue other types of music. You don't have to necessarily, you know, do commercial. You could get a bit independent.
Commercials? Commercial? We.
No. Go non-commercial. Go rogue. Go.
Oh.
Just the bird of the bullshit. I don't know.
That's kind of what we're doing, Deranger. That's kind of what we're doing.
Fuck it.
It's all this bullshit. I agree. Deranger, Vulva, I was just curious if you happen to be in possession of a roll of police tape that I may have misplaced.
I've got some. Some of it's stolen. I wrapped myself up in it. I've got some of yours. I stole it off one of your chapbooks, your black book of poetry. I found Morrison in a ditch and such. I've been reading it. I'm quite into it.
I gotta tell you the truth. It sounds to me like you found that police tape in a garbage can. I've been a bit of a mess.
You know, mm-hmm. foraging. You know, snacks and such.
Foraging snacks, like a squirrel, sort of.
A bit like a hobo, a bit like a hunter gatherer, you know, at times. I'm a bit of a junkie. I've got problems. I've got problems.
Yeah, we all do. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, you do a lot of foraging and you end up staying out all night. You get cold and fuck, man, you get the chills sometimes. It's actually a really good segue, Deranger. If you'll like hang out on the line with us for a moment, I'll actually play this song for you and the garbage can that you recently vacated. And this one is going out to you, Mr. Ranger Volva. This is Peter, Bjorn, and John. You guys may actually be familiar with their very popular song, Young Folks. But that's not this song. This is The Chills by Peter, Bjorn, and John right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed. 40 papers.
Sharp, but I missed the taste of it. in the movie adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie. When they poured the pig's blood on my head, I would twirl my head around as if I were in a Pantene commercial.
That was Peter, Bjorn, and John, the Chills, or as Mr. Doc Sigerson pointed out, PB&J. I like that, man. That's a really good one. Nice. PB&J with the Chills. I love that fucking song. I actually have to say that's better than Young Folks. Not to say that Young Folks isn't, you know, a great song. And it is. It really is. But, goddamn, something about that one gives me the chills. Oh, goddamn, Frankie Metro, you're so fucking funny. Where do we go from here? Where do we take you? I got to be honest with you guys. I got the munchies. We're talking about PB&J. I'm smoking for Mad Apples. There's friggin' oatmeal cookies surrounding me. And Deranja Volva has left her Cool Ranch Doritos in the studio. So it is, it's time for some munchies, man. I don't know. And speaking of that, what better thing to play than a song called Bacon Fat? This is old school, somewhere around 1960.
2 to 5?
Yeah, 2 to 5. The Triads. The name of this song is called Bacon Fats. We'll go ahead and say that. Yeah, you can call in if you like, Mr. Doc Sigerson. Sigerson, you can call in if you like, Sigerson. 805-856-2808. Of course, if you don't want to, that's fine. I understand. You're a daytime person, and I understand that. I appreciate you hanging out with us, bro. And you're eating some Ritz crackers. Enjoy. The Triads. The song's called Bacon Fat. We'll be right back.
They began in the water. Dark, gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing. For mating. Humanoids from the Deep. Starring Doug McClure, Anne Turkell, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the Deep. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Yeah.
Every American should have pot in their garage and a chicken in every car. Wherever you go, there you are, and you can keep running from yourself, but you can't always get away from the manatee. The laws of karma are as reliable as bubblegum, wintergreen, or cream corn flavored, or a cream corn flavored condom. Focus on the golden can of creamed corn, and money will follow. Sometimes cream corn gets nasty on the dance floor, but sometimes she's a bitch and will ask you, why don't you come over so I can smoke all your pot and not have sex with you? Always remember, cream corn will always be there when nothing else is left. Cream corn is forever.
Project U news feed for July 13th, Friday the 13th, actually, and July 14th, I guess, for all you people out there on the East Coast. Brought to you by, of course, The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information on your mother's medicine cabinets and Project U radio. Today's news feed, really quick, really simple. About Red Fez, issue number 47 is now live at www.redfez.net. A lot of fucking great stuff in that issue. And, you know, I'm not saying anything, but there's an intro in there that's pretty good. I don't know. There's some other stuff in there, too, as well as a review of A. Razor's Better Than a Gun in a Knife Fight, a review of Misty Rainwater Light's Expired Nickel Valentine, and, of course, a lot of great nonfiction things on there, such as, you know, we've got Expatriate Facts Observations by Shanghai. We've also got an analysis of Hannibal by Mr. Jonathan Pinton of Unlikely Stories. When I talk about this, I do have to bring up a fact that we recently at Red Fez added a new nonfiction editor, person that I'm very proud to work with, personally. And Mr. Doc Sigerson, welcome to the show. First off, sir, may I say that within the first month of your employment at Red Fez, you have done everything short of, you know, shooting a bottle rocket off in the office. And I appreciate the fuck out of that, man. It's good to see it. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to hear, but, you know, the check bounced.
yeah, about that, the check. Yeah, we're going to have to talk to, please direct all financial inquiries to head editor Patrick Simonelli. I think he can take care of that. I thought we were just paying you in, like, books and stuff like that. That's what the deal I've been getting for the past year. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had a company car, too.
Shit, I was trying to keep that secret, man. no, I appreciate you coming on the program, and I did want to mention that it was actually Mr. Sigerson's idea to reach out to Mr. Jonathan Pinton for some good stories, and, dude, I have to say, that really paid off. Really paid off.
I think so. I really like it.
Yeah, it's a heavy essay, so... of course, you guys listening out there in Draconian Vampire Land, if you happen to run across, you know, that essay, please sit down, take a read. It is a long one, I'm not going to lie. You have to have a, you know, better than average attention span, I guess. But it is definitely worth it. Wouldn't you say? I'd say so, right?
Definitely.
Right on, man. Sigerson, I'm glad that you're on the show. I was actually going to ask you because you actually used to host a lot of blog talk radio shows. One in particular, I was really fond of listening. I was wondering if we could maybe hope to see some more, hear some more Doc Sigerson in the near time future.
You know, I think about it every day. And I'm actually planning to do some shows, but things are tough. You know, it's hard to focus when you get older.
Mm-hmm. You're like, what, 27 now? That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not twice that, yeah.
Nah, whatever.
No, it's just my work hours have shifted so much.
Yeah.
And I'm about twice as busy as I used to be. You know, I worked a 12-hour shift last night, just on my feet, on the run all the time. And, you know, when I get home, I just want to crash.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you're having a situation like very similar to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's the man, and it's the man coming down on you. And I can understand that, man. I feel your plight, Sigerson. That's why I'm here, brother. And, you know, I'm going to play this one for you, man. This one's for you,
okay.
Mr. Sigerson. Yeah. This one is Baba Brooks. Perhaps you're familiar with him. Maybe you're not. Baba Brooks, ska. This one's called Guns Fever, right here on Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Is closed to repairs. Number to call on, of course, 805-856-2808.
Guns Fever!
Of goats. There is especially not an electric slide. There will never be a horrifying spectacle. Let's let sleeping French fries lie politely where they fall, where you find them, where they never tell the truth you find in discarded packages made of colors used for warning.
I will soothe your pain. I won't ease your strain.
Well, there was that one crazy night. Nobody went home. People sleeping everywhere in increments of 2, 3, and 4. And just a snapshot, in morning's aftermath, it admittedly looked, well, kind of bad. Six legs intertwined, a stray hand here, a stray hand there, suggesting that it never happened. It was already afternoon when I looked to my left and looked to my right. I didn't know what else to say, but thanks. That was fantastic.
All right, that was Blue Foundation. That was actually a Zed's Dead remix of the song. Very popular song, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't keep up with what's going on. But I found this one. The name of the song is called Eyes on Fire. And, fuck, man, Zed is dead. Zed's dead. I don't know, man. I really don't know where to go with that. Sigerson, I was going to tell you, man, I happened to run across a treasure today, and I was curious if this was part of your comic book collection, sir. I happened to run across a screen print T-shirt of Detective Comics issue number 33 from the 1930s, starring none other than Batman. Just curious if you happen to have that in your collection there at one point in time.
No.
No.
I never had any Batman comics really that old. I had a few from the 50s back when my first collection.
Nice.
I did have some old Marvel comics from, like, the Warriors.
Oh, wow. Like, straight up, like, Captain America versus Hitler shit?
Yeah,
and
America was in one of them, and the Human Torch.
Oh, wow. The robot Human Torch, right? I'm talking about the robot.
Yeah, Android. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. And for a while there, right after I got out of the Army in about 1980 or so, I was buying some DCs from the early 50s.
Hell yeah. That's some good shit, man. Like, I actually just read an essay today, and of course I shared that with you. It was discussing what was coined as the Pearl Age of comics, but, you know, you take it all the way back to the Silver Age, like, and beyond that, we're talking about, man, you know, a lot of great history there, and of course it just, you know, you see a real transition of the times, especially when you're talking about the more modern titles as opposed to stuff in the 30s. Like, for instance, one thing that recently occurred was the very first gay marriage in comic books with Marvel Comics and the X-Men title. So, I mean, like, you know, in the 1930s, come on, you would have not seen anything like that. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it was all subtext back then.
Mm-hmm. I can totally see that. Yeah. I love seeing that, man. It's a way to look back on history through comic books, I think. It really just gives you an idea of, like, where society's mindset is at the time with the material that's presented in comic books. And, of course, it's broken down to the most basic fundamental principle of the universe. It's good versus evil, heroes and villains and what have you. I don't know if things are always that clear-cut, which is something that the more modern comics are really exploring. But, man, it makes you wonder, you know? It's a beautiful thing, bro. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a comic nerd there, Doc. You have to stop me if I start to sound like a comic nerd. So.
I don't think I'll ever get away from being a comic nerd.
Right on, man. Fucking A. I was actually wondering, sir, if you happen to have something to share with the audience tonight.
Well, I have a date on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Oh, that's a good one. Excellent, sir.
We're at that stage where we're going to this Tex-Mex place.
Oh, cool.
I think it's not because she likes it, but because she wants to test me.
Let's see if you're see if you can handle the Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Interesting. So Doc, you don't have any sort of conditions like IBS or anything like that, right? Uh-oh.
That goes right through me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Packed plenty of Pepto-Bismol and Alka-Seltzer, sir. Definitely do that. And drink milk. Drink lots of milk.
If you meant something to read,
mm-hmm.
for the audience that likes poetry, no, I really don't have anything with me.
Mm,
I have a copy of Ezra Pound's Cantos here.
Oh, sweet. Definitely take that. Yeah, if you want, I'll tell you what, I'll play this next song for you and let you, go ahead and situate and everything like that, give you a little time to find some good shit. And I'll play this next song while we're doing that, while we're waiting for Mr. Tigerson. Find some great Ezra Pound for us. I really appreciate that. I love the cantos. What to give you guys? Little Dragon, of course. I have grown very fond of this band. And I love just about every friggin' song that they play. Just about everyone. There's maybe like one straggler, maybe two. I don't know. But I love the fuck out of this band. And I'm going to play them. This is Little Dragon. The song is called Never Never. You may have heard it right here first on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's close to repairs. You may not, but you're going to hear it right about now.
In America, black people are treated very much as the Vietnamese people or any other colonized people, because we're used, we're brutalized. The police in our community occupy our area, our community, as a foreign troop occupies territory. And the police are there not to, in our community, not to promote our welfare or for our security and our safety, but they're there to contain us, to brutalize us and murder us, because they have their orders to do so. And just as the soldiers in Vietnam have their orders to destroy the Vietnamese people, the police in our community couldn't possibly be there to protect our property, because we own no property. They couldn't possibly be there to see that we receive the due process of law, for the simple reason that the police themselves deny us the due process of law. And so it's very apparent that the police only in our community, not for our security, but the security of the business owners in the community, and also to see that the status quo is kept intact. When we first started, we had a police alert patrol, and we would patrol the community. If we saw the police brutalize anyone, we would put an end to this. Usually the police wouldn't brutalize anyone if we were on hand, because we were armed, and if the police arrested the individual, we would follow him to the jail and bail the individual out, whether he was a Panther or not. And we would gain many recruits like this. So therefore the community started to say that, well, these people are really concerned about our welfare. We feel that the white students should relate and pay more attention to the colonized situation here of the blacks first, because after all, this is home. And they should. This is not to say that they shouldn't denounce America's treacherous actions abroad. I think they can be done at the same time. That it's just a matter of placing emphasis upon the criminal activities of America here in the homeland.
Excuse me, sir. Would you happen to know the time?
Yeah, bitch. It's time to trap.
the day the narco-corridos died and the gangster rap started thumping, I found myself underneath a very large automobile. It was a Cadillac, driven by an 87-year-old woman named Mildred. She smelled like Dove soap and baby powder, and in spite of her severe dementia and milky cataracts, her license was renewed by mail.
That was Little Dragon with Never, Never. God damn, man. I love Yukimi's voice so much, and it just goes perfectly with the fucking music. I'm not being very articulate here, and I don't give a shit, man. It's fucking, it's just dope. And, yeah, I really dig it. I dig it a lot. Someone that is articulate, of course, is Mr. Doc Sigerson, and he has, I believe you brought some of Ezra Pound's cantos. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I do.
Right on.
Okay, ready?
I am ready, please.
This is Canto 17 by Ezra Pound. So that the vines burst from my fingers, and the bees weighted with pollen move heavily in the vine shoots, chir, 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 a purring sound, and the birds sleepily in the branches, Zagreus, I, O Zagreus, with the first tail clear of the heaven, and the cities set in their heels, and the goddess of the fair knees moving there with oak woods behind her, the green slope with white hounds leaping about her, and thence down to creek's mouth until evening, flat water before me, and the trees growing in water, marble trunks out of stillness, on past the palazzi in the stillness, the light now, not of the sun, chrysophrase, and the water green clear and blue clear, on to the great cliffs of amber, between them, cave of Neria, and she like a great shell curved, and the boat drawn without sound, without odor of shipwork, nor bird cry, nor any noise of wave moving, nor splash of porpoise, nor any noise of wave moving within her cave, Neria, she like a great shell curved in the suavity of the rock, cliff green-gray in the far, in the near, the gate cliffs of amber and the wave, green clear and blue clear, and the cave salt white and glare purple, cool porphyry smooth, the rock sea-worn, no gull cry, no sound of purpose, sand is of malachite and no cold there, the light not to the sun. Zagreus, feeding his panthers, the turf clear is on heels under light, and under the almond trees, gods with them, Koros, no thorn, gods, Hermes and Athena, as a shaft of compass between them trembled. To the left is the place of fawns, Sevenophorum, the low wood, moor scrub, the doe, the young spotted deer leap up through the broom plants, so dry leaf amid yellow, and by one cut of the hills, the great alley of Memnon, beyond sea, crests seen over dune, night sea, churning shingle, to the left, the alley of Cyprus, a boat came, one man holding her sail, guiding her with oar caught with gunwale, saying, there in the forest of marble, the stone trees out of water, the arbors of stone, marble leaf over leaf, silver steel over steel, silver beaks rising and crossing, prow set against prow, stone, ply over ply, the gilt beams flare of an evening. Borso, Amanoda, the men of craft, thither at one time, time after time, and the waters richer than glass, bronze, gold, the blaze over the silver, dry pots in the torchlight, the flash of wave under prows, and the silver beaks rising and crossing, stone trees white and rose white in the darkness. Cyprus there by the towers, drift under hulls in the night. In the gloom, the gold gathers the light about it. Now supine and burl, half over arched bramble, one eye for the sea. Through that peak hole, gray light with Athena, Zothar, and her elephants, the gold blowing cloth. The sistrum shaken, shaken in the cohorts of her dancers, and Aletha by Bend of the Door, with her eyes seaward, and in her hand sea rack, salt bright with the foam, Coray through the bright meadow with gray dust in the grass. For this hour, brother of Circe, arm laid over my shoulder, saw the sun for 3 days, the sun folded as a lion lift over in sand plain, and that day, and for 3 days and none after, splendor as the splendor of Hermes, and shipped thence to the stone place, pale white over water, known water. And the white forest of marble, bent bough over bough, the pleached arbor of stone, thither Borso, when they shot the barbed arrow at him, and Camargoda between the two columns, Sigismunda after that wreck in Dalmatia, sunset like the grasshopper flying. And that was Canto 17 by Ezra Pound.
Wow. Flawless victory, sir. Flawless victory. I have to tell you, I've been like fixated on the suavity of rock. I love that phrase. And I'm going to walk up to the next person that I have a problem with, and I'm going to tell them, like, I have the suavity of rock. And we'll just see what happens. I'll tell you if I make it out of that situation alive. Yeah, man, that was really good. Excellent. And what exactly turned you onto that canto, sir?
Well, you know, it was just a book I needed to have.
It's like medicine.
I think it's one of those essential texts that you have to be familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and not actually read. And so I've just been dipping into it once in a while. Not something I have to read, you know, from front to cover, and because I can skip around in it.
Well, I applaud your selection, sir. Thank you for providing that with us. And fuck, dude, perfect timing. I appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us. I know it's like it's always late for you, and of course, fuck, man. I don't know what else to say. I really appreciate everything you do, Doc Sagerson. So just keep doing it, man.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You're going to come back next time we do one of these subversive, covert operation-type shows, right?
Oh, if I can.
Right on. All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, Sagerson, and please feel free to come back anytime. I'm going to play this one for you, bro. This one's for you again. Yeah.
I'm going to have to drop off now.
All right, bro.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
And this one is called Alma. This song is by a group called Teddy Bears. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Teddy Bears. We'll be right back.
You didn't say hint, hint, or explicitly that you are not invited, or I don't want you hanging out in the living room or showing your weird face in the kitchen. I don't want you to have a conversation with anybody. And if you walk in the room, well, I'll stop talking and look at you real weird and make you uncomfortable by looking at you like you make us uncomfortable. I tell him, okay, smoke a bowl with me, and I promise to go away for a long time. He laughed and then said, okay, surely there's something better to do than be trapped in this house with people who don't like me. I said, so you're not going to make me a plate? He says, only if I can slide it under the door.
See me coming from around the way. That was Iggy and the Stooges. A little song called Head On. Head On like a BART train. Speaking of BART trains, I just want to go ahead and mention one more time that I had a fucking blast in the Bay Area last week. It's actually been probably one of the greatest weeks of my life. I'm going to call it one of the greatest. It's hard to pinpoint which one is the greatest because life is just full of great moments when you're surrounded by your tribe. And that's what I like to think of calling my literary underground family as well as my Red Fez family. It's a tribe, man. You know, Meth Lab, Red Fez, Literary Underground. Shit, there's like a whole friggin' branch of people and organizations associated. So, you know what? That's what we do here, man. It's not about cliques, but, you know, it is about tribes. And that's what it's all about. I don't have much left. I don't have much left, to be honest with you guys. I'm running low, and I'm going to have to recharge for the next time that we do one of these things. So, I think what I'm going to play next, a little song called Lost and Found. Hopefully we will be found after we're lost for a little bit here. But that's neither here nor there. This is The Saints. Right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Your host, DJ Frankie, Flash Metro, Lost and Found. We'll be right back.
fucking surface. Is that what?
Crawling out of the trash can, I caught a glimpse of a rainbow of hope on the shiny plastic garbage bag. Maybe it's just the pesticide. And now, as I lay here with antenna and legs squirming, I think to myself, though yesterday belonged to somebody else, maybe tomorrow will be mine. I crawl under the house to die, but wake up with a hangover. I tap on my exoskeleton with my pinchers, nimble on some paint chips and laundry soap, and wonder when I'll inherit the earth.
That was The Saints with Lost and Found. I think that pretty much sizes it up. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. And, you know, we like to do secret things every now and again, so that could happen. I don't know. But I am going to leave you guys with a little something. This is the Glitch Mob. Before I go ahead and tell you the name of the song, I just want to mention that it's been one hell of a time being a regularly scheduled program for you guys, and I appreciate everybody that has come out and supported the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. And it's not the last that you've heard from us. Perhaps next time that you hear from us on a regularly scheduled basis, perhaps the Draconian Vampire Tunnel will be open for admissions. Maybe. But right now, this is the Glitch Mob with Bad Wings. Right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. See you guys later. you were 4 before you could properly read a newspaper, and 6 before you knew that a King Edward cigar box held a milieu of ivory-handled pocket knives, but nothing you could smoke. You were 9 when you couldn't kill the squirrel, and 14 when the youngest of 3 brought home its first mounted set of deer antlers. You were 15 when they first scolded you about sexual desire, taking you all the way back to when you were 7, and they barked because you kept your right hand down your pants constantly. You were 16 when they found condoms in the glove box of a Ford Tempo, which you found fucking hilarious because you didn't even use them when you lost your virginity to a girl you hardly knew in a HUD-approved apartment with the lights out in the living room and the borrowed fifth of gin teetering on the arm of a couch where you both hid behind out of respect for her mother. You were 22 when you heard she OD'd on Roxy's, and you thanked someone that it didn't happen in that same HUD-approved apartment out of respect for her mother. But what about her kids? You were 29 when you first prayed your parents would be buried faces down, asses up in a coffin way too far away for you to concern yourself with. And if it happened to you first, then it goes without saying.